Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Jane Street is under the scanner again for potentially breaching India's Place of Effective Management, POEM, rules for taxation, which determine the true location from where a company is managed and controlled, reports Pawan Brugula. The Income Tax Department is probing Jane Street, and if the violation of these tax rules is found to be true, it may push up Jane Street's tax liability to 35% from the current 25.17% for domestic companies. The probe comes after SEBI found that Jane Street's ultimate control lies in Europe and the US. India's quick commerce sector is grappling with a manpower crunch. Companies such as Blinkit, Instamart, and Zepto are facing vacancy rates of as much as 30% in some cities, reports Aryaman Gupta. Average per order payouts have dropped by as much as 40% over the last year, falling from rupees 34 to 42 in 2024 to rupees 22 to 30 in 2025. To combat high attrition rates, companies are experimenting with new retention models, including contracts that blend fixed pay with incentives, skill-linked bonuses, attendance-based rewards, and milestone payouts. While India faces a 25% tariff plus penalty from the US, it turns out we weren't exactly the tariff king that Trump claimed we were. India imposed an average 6.1% tariff on US exports in 2023, lower than Sri Lanka's 8.4% and Thailand's 6.9%, according to an analysis by Ishan Gera. Despite this, India will face a 25% tariff plus penalty on its goods exported to the US, while Sri Lanka and Thailand will face 20% and 19% respectively. Also check out two pieces on why India's global manufacturing prospects are protected despite Trump's tariff-denting export margins. Meghna Mittal spoke to a bunch of people and argues that India's manufacturing appeal will remain intact, and Kushi Keswani reports that US tariffs are unlikely to hurt India's strategic importance with the China plus one theme still intact. On the markets, LIC has been reshuffling its portfolio, increasing its stakes in Reliance Industries, Infosys and Coforge, and trimming its holdings in HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank, and Divi's Laboratories. Ravindra Sonavan writes that LIC's portfolio now comprises 345 listed stocks with a total market value of 16.84 lakh crore rupees, up 10% from the preceding 3 months. However, India dedicated funds witnessed a $289 million outflow last week, the largest single week redemption since April. While $167 million was pulled out from ETFs, $122 million was withdrawn from long only active funds such as ABSL Umbrella and Jupiter India Select Seeker, reports Zoya Springwala. CertIn, the agency responsible for cybersecurity in India, has issued new guidelines that make annual audits mandatory for private organizations for the first time. Both public and private organizations are expected to ensure a comprehensive audit covering all aspects of their IT systems at least once a year, reports EHICSUR. Organizations deploying AI tools in the government will now be expected to maintain detailed documentation of their AI systems, including model names and versions, training datasets, hyperparameters, evaluation metrics, and vulnerabilities. Looking ahead to RBI's policy review on August 6th, Manish Suvarna writes that economists largely expect a status quo, with the central bank expected to hold interest rates steady amid ongoing trade tensions with the US. ICRA chief economist Aditi Nair argues on our pages today that there is a case for a final 25 basis points rate cut this week, though its probability has weakened. While funds manager Sneha Pandey writes that the December policy meeting could mark the RBI's pivot point. And finally, Indian students studying abroad face significant hidden costs, including exchange rate markups, transaction fees, and ATM surcharges, reports Hiral Thanwala. Indian families are estimated to have lost a staggering 1,700 crore rupees in 2024 due to these markups and banking fees, but smart planning and using products like zero markup Forex cards can help minimize these expenses significantly. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.